You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire brings you Hollywood Star Time. Today we present The Lodger, starring Vincent Price. Due to a sudden severe attack of laryngitis, Ida Lupino will not appear as previously announced. Today, with Mr. Price, you will hear the noted Hollywood radio actress, Kathy Lewis. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you direct from Hollywood radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, Hollywood Star Time presents the radio production of the dramatic 20th Century Fox picture, The Lodger. 20th Century Fox also are producers of Dragonwing, which stars Gene Tierney, Vincent Price, and Walter Houston. Now, in just a minute, The Lodger. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, The Lodger, starring Vincent Price, with Kathy Lewis as Kitty Langley, and featuring another brilliant musical score conducted by Alfred Newman. The Lodger.
This is the story of a scourge that broke upon the city of London in the year 1888. It is the story of a man who moved in the shadows, beyond the flickering gaslights of that era, and who wrote his name upon the scroll of infamy with a knife. And his name was Murder.
Again.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. You have a room for rent?
Why, yes, sir. But it's in the attic. Would that be all right?
May I look at it, please?
Why, yes, sir. Of course you may. Do come in. Made over a bit.
It will do very well. I wanted a place where I could do a little experimental work.
Experimental work?
Yes, I'm a pathologist. A sort of medical scientist.
Oh.
The room will do very well. Except for those pictures on the wall.
The pictures?
They're actresses, I believe.
Why, yes.
Would you mind taking them down, please?
Why, not at all. But wouldn't it look bare?
No. No, I have a small portrait of my brother with me. It's the only picture I've ever cared for. My brother was a genius. I loved him very dearly. He need not have died.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I only hope you don't object to actresses, because there's one in the house.
Oh, really?
My niece Kitty. She's been making a name with her dancing, and now she's going to open at the Royal Piccadilly next week with her own company.
Interesting.
Kitty Langley and her girl.
I'll take this room. have no idea how much it means to me to find just the place I need. It's a relief. A very great relief. This is like a refuge. Quiet. Peaceful. Peace.
But Ellen, I'm against it. I don't see why we have to take in lodgers. Can't we get along on my pension?
No, Robert.
But Aunt Ellen, I'm beginning to do very well on the stage.
Thank you, Kitty.
No, it's settled. Lodger stays.
Well, what sort of a fellow is the fellow?
He's no sort of a fellow. He's a scientist, a pathologist. What's a pathologist?
It's something like being a doctor, Auntie.
Well, come to think of it, he does carry a little black bag, just like a doctor's. Now he's here, I'm glad he's here.
Yes, there was another Jack the Ripper killing last night.
Funny how the Ripper always picks on women.
Well, I'll feel safer now, too, Aunt Ellen, with the lodger about.
He doesn't approve of actresses, you know.
Oh, doesn't he now? Well, I might not give him a pass to my opening at Piccadilly next week. But then again, I might. It depends on how our lodger behaves himself.
Stop fussing so. It's your big night. You mustn't be late.
I am not fussing. I know it's my big night, and I shan't be late. Where are my flowers?
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Slade.
I found this corsage on the table at the landing. I brought them down to you.
Oh, thank you.
I was coming down for an evening stroll, and there it was.
Wouldn't you like to see my show tonight? I've a pass for you.
Well, thank you, Miss Langley, but I may be out late tonight.
I heard you come in very late last night, too.
Yes, I enjoy the night. I like to go down to the river.
The river? At night?
Have you ever put your face close to the soft, dark water and let the water flow over your hands? Deep, dark water is full of peace and quiet. It cools and cleanses. It washes away dirt and rot and decay. It washes away evil. Evil.
Don't you think that Kitty looks charming?
Yes. Charming. The woman, subtle of heart.
What's that?
Scripture. Solomon. Behold, there met him a woman, subtle of heart. I must go now. Good evening, and good success, Miss Langley.
Thank you, Mr. Slade. What a strange man.
Somehow he seems lonely and lost.
Yes, all of that. And rather fascinating, too, somehow.
Yes? Who is it, please?
Miss Langley. Miss Annie. Are you this?
Oh, come in, Annie.
I wanted to drop in and wish you luck, Miss Langley.
Thank you, Annie.
And I wanted to have a look at my old dressing room.
Aren't you going to stay and see the show, Annie?
It would break my heart, miss, seeing you get the fame I just missed. Besides, a nephew of mine's being married, and I said I'd sing for him. And it's a long way to Whitechapel.
Whitechapel? Hasn't been too safe for women in Whitechapel lately. Do be careful, Annie, won't you?
Who's there? Who are you to block my path? What do you... No. No!
The water. The cool, dark, deep, dark river washing away the evil blood of women. Deep and dark, peaceful water.
Oh.
morning.
Good morning. Miss Kitty Langley?
Yes?
I'm Inspector John Warwick, Scotland Yard.
The Yard? Why?
I believe you knew an actress, Miss Annie Rowley.
You'd better come in.
Yes, thank you.
What's wrong? Has anything happened to Annie?
She was murdered in Whitechapel last night.
What's it?
Another Ripper crime, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Poor Annie.
What was that, Kitty? What's the matter with Annie?
Aunt Ellen, this is Inspector Warwick, Scotland Yard. Annie Rowley's been killed.
Was it him?
We're afraid so. We'll detain your niece at headquarters only a short time, I assure you.
What's going on outside?
Oh, Mr. Slade.
I noticed a lot of policemen about.
There with Mr. Warwick. This is Mr. Slade.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Inspector Warwick is from Scotland Yard.
Oh, yes?
Now, there's been another Ripper crime. We thought Miss Langley might be helpful.
Oh, what can I do? When Whitechapel's swarming with police who can't do anything about it? You don't know any more about the Ripper than you did before.
Oh, we have our theories.
Oh, have you, Inspector? Such as?
One, that he's a maniac, killing at random.
Do you share that theory?
Frankly, no. He picks on women exclusively, and women who've been in the theater at some time of their lives. That's one clue. Then some of our men think they saw him last night. They say they're sure they saw him carrying a small bag of some sort.
Small bag?
Very slim evidence at best, Inspector, don't you think?
Yes, sir. At the very best, it's very little.
Well, good luck to you. I've work to do upstairs in my laboratory. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Slade. Are you ready, Miss Langley? We'd best get down to headquarters and have it over with.
While you were out, I smelled something burning in Mr. Slade's room. He wouldn't let me in. Later, when he went out, I found this in the refuse outside.
What the deuce is it?
A metal frame of his little handbag. Robert, he burned his bag.
Well, that was sensible of him.
What do you mean?
A man was mobbed this morning in Trafalgar Square because he carried a small handbag like that. They think everyone with a small black handbag is Jack the Ripper. I've hidden my own, if you want to know.
Oh...
You wouldn't catch me in the street with it, not in these days.
Oh, of course, Robert. Oh, I'm so relieved. Oh, is Kitty home from Scotland Yard yet?
No. I presume they'll be detaining her there for a bit.
Is there anything else you want to ask me, Inspector?
No, I'm only sorry I kept you here this long, Miss Langley. If I could only find a fingerprint of the Ripper, I'd have some chance of tracing him. Well, I shall get another chance soon enough.
Why, Inspector?
The Ripper strikes every 12 days, roughly. He's about due again a week from Thursday. We'll see.
It's the time of the whole world over.
I ain't doing too well, am I? Then it's been many a day since you made a concertina talk in a music hall, Jenny. My, Jenny.
It's the time of the whole world over.
Who's there? Who's that, I say?
In just a few moments, Frigidaire will bring you the second act of The Lodger, starring Vincent Price with Kathy Lewis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Frigidaire takes this opportunity to celebrate a very special event. I'd like to tell you about it. During the war, Stars and Stripes, the Army newspaper, conducted a war bond contest in the European Theater of War. In addition to some other prizes, 25 Frigidaire refrigerators were offered to the 25 GIs who best expressed how they were going to make use of their war bond savings in fulfilling their post-war plans. 25 prize-winning GIs have each been awarded a Frigidaire refrigerator. And today we're awarding publicly a Frigidaire to one of the winners who is accepting his own prize on behalf of all his other prize-winning buddies. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present this prize winner to you. He participated in the D-Day invasion of Europe and later in the occupation of Germany. And his campaign ribbon shows 6 battle stars. I'm pleased to present First Sergeant James Hooker. Sergeant Hooker, front and center. Sergeant, I understand that one of your winning post-war plans was to organize a fishing camp in Florida.
That's right, Mr. Niles, in St. Augustine, Florida. That's one of the best fishing spots in the world.
Well, your entry letter mentioned something about having the property in Florida and that you had the building material situation licked. Will you have to cash in your war bonds to finance the project?
No, you see, I have the property just outside of St. Augustine, and I figure there's enough lumber, rocks, and pilings right on the place for whatever buildings I'll need.
Oh, I see. You have the ambition, and all you need is the green light from Uncle Sam and a lot of elbow grease. Were you overseas when you wrote your prize-winning letter?
Yes, Mr. Niles, I was in a hospital in Paris.
I'll bet you're anxious to get started on your post-war plans and go back to your old home in St. Augustine, huh?
Right, Mr. Niles, very right.
Well, Sergeant James Hooker, we're happy that you and the other buddies of yours who had prize-winning ideas about what they'd do with their war bond savings are back now and can get to work doing the things they want to do. So, on behalf of the Frigidaire Division and General Motors Corporation, I want you to accept this prize of a brand new Frigidaire refrigerator. I want you to accept it not only for yourself, but as a stand-in for all the other prize winners. Our very best wishes to you, Sergeant Hooker. We hope that your plans and the plans of all your GI buddies come true.
Thank you, Mr. Niles. And I want to thank Frigidaire for contributing these prizes. Winning this Frigidaire is more than winning just a swell refrigerator. It is a symbol of the home and the good, quiet, happy, peaceful days we fought so hard to bring back. Thanks again, Mr. Niles, and thanks, Frigidaire.
Your Frigidaire will be installed in your home tomorrow, and here's your sergeant, your certificate, Sergeant, and good luck. Hollywood Star Time continues now with the radio production of the 20th Century Fox picture, The Lodger, starring Vincent Price. 20th Century Fox is currently showing its Technicolor production, Do You Love Me?, which stars Dick Hames, Maureen O'Hara, and Harry James. Now, Act Two, The Lodger.
Again, the killer of Whitechapel is struck. Again, his victim is an actress. Late that night in the house where the mysterious lodger has taken an attic room, Kitty Langley awakens. The pungent odor of something burning makes her sit up suddenly in bed. Hastily, she throws a robe about her and runs downstairs into the kitchen. Mr. Slade, the lodger, is bending over the huge wood-burning stove, prodding into the flames with a stick.
Mr. Slade.
What? Oh, Miss Langley. Keep away.
What are you doing in the kitchen? What's burning?
I am burning my ulster.
There are dark stains on it.
Yes, my ulster became contaminated in my laboratory. I have to be drastic or the contamination will spread.
Oh, you mean some disease?
Yes. There, that finishes it. It had to be destroyed.
There's no danger now?
None at all.
It was very thoughtful of you to be concerned about the rest of us, Mr. Slade.
Kitty, what's going on down here?
I smelled something burning.
It's all right, Aunt Ellen. Uncle Robert.
Mr. Slade.
What's happening? It's almost morning.
Auntie, Uncle, everything's all right now. Mr. Slade was simply burning his coat.
Burning his coat?
What for? Wait. Listen, the newsboy outside. Listen.
New Ripper murder in Whitechapel. Read all about it. Jack the Ripper again. New outrage.
Okay.
Read all about it.
Will you excuse me? I've been working all night on a difficult experiment. Please excuse me. I'm very sorry I disturbed you. Good morning.
Good morning, son.
Kitty, why was he burning his ulster?
Because it was stained.
Stained? How? With what?
Something infectious from his laboratory.
Oh?
I'd better get a couple of hours more sleep. It's nearly morning. See you in a couple of hours again.
Robert, don't you think we ought to call the police?
Call the police? What on earth for?
Him. First he burned his bag. Then another killing last night, and he burns his ulster. And he's out all hours of the night. And we don't know anything about him, really.
Oh, you imaginative women.
Just the same, I don't think Kitty ought ever to be alone in a house with him. She's an actress, you know.
Well, perhaps you're right. We won't leave her alone after this.
Oh, no, Aunt Ellen. This corsage is much too small for an opening at the Variety Palace.
Well, now, don't you fret about it, Kitty. I'll go to the florist right now and have it checked.
Oh, Auntie, would you? Mr. Warwick will be calling for me soon.
Call Uncle Robert if you want anything while I'm gone.
All right, Auntie, I will. Yes? Oh, Mr. Slade, did Uncle Robert give you the ticket I left you for my show tonight?
Yes, thank you. He gave it to me as he went out.
Uncle Robert went out?
Yes, about an hour ago.
Huh?
I suppose you know, Miss Langley, that you're very beautiful.
Why, thank you.
I expect many men have told you that.
I don't always believe them.
My beloved brother could have put your beauty on canvas for all time.
Your brother?
Yes, my brother. He was an artist.
Oh.
He was a genius. He might have been immortal. But it was the beauty of women which drew him to his end. Beauty such as your own. It destroys men. It could destroy you.
Is that a compliment?
Perhaps. Being beautiful is one thing. But when a woman is beautiful and exhibits her beauty on the stage to lure men on, they add evil to their beauty. They powder and paint and perfume themselves to draw men to their destruction.
Mr. Slade,
There can be such evil in beauty, Miss Langley. But if the evil is cut out, only the beauty remains.
Kitty, are you all right?
Why, of course I'm all right, Aunt Ellen.
I didn't know your uncle had gone out. I met him outside on the steps.
Mr. Slade and I were just having a very interesting discussion, Auntie. Weren't we, Mr. Slade?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You'll use the ticket I gave you, won't you, Mr. Slade?
Yes, I shall. Thank you.
And, Auntie, will you go down and entertain Mr. Warwick until I come down? I think I hear his carriage outside right now.
He might have had his hands on Kitty. I'm sure of it.
It's an accumulation of many things, Inspector. I'm beginning to wonder myself.
Is there any way we can be sure?
I managed to get a thumbprint of the Ripper from a window frame. Tell me, what have you here in the house that this Mr. Slade has handled recently?
Well, I brought him his tea a while ago.
Good. I want the cup and saucer. What else?
Well, there's a glass-covered portrait of his brother up in his room.
We'll look at that, too.
Shall I get the cup and saucer now, Inspector?
Yes, please, at once. Then you and Kitty go ahead to the theater. Tell her I've been detained. Robert, you stay here with me. I might need you. You're positive this is a picture of Mr. Slade's brother?
Why, yes. Why?
Why, it's fantastic. There's another painting like this in our Black Museum at the Yard. Slade's brother again, but later on dissipated and degenerated.
How on earth did it land in the Black Museum?
We found it in the room of an actress named Claire Baker, the Ripper's first victim.
Oh?
Slade killed Claire Baker because he thought she ruined his brother.
Then Slade and the Ripper are the same person?
These matching fingerprints confirm that beyond any doubt. The man's insane, mad with grief and desire for revenge.
Inspector, he went to see Kitty dance tonight.
And it's 11 days since the last killing. He's just about due again. We'd better get down to the theater at once.
Come on, Charles. Your cast will be forgot if you will learn to use a new foundation glass.
Oh, Mr. Slade.
I slipped into your dressing room right after your act. I wanted to be the first to congratulate you, Miss Langley.
But I want to go out front and see the rest of the show. And I have to change.
You're so exquisite. Beautiful beyond words.
Mr. Slade.
You corrupt and destroy men as my brother was destroyed. Don't you know that men are waiting out there to destroy me?
No. I don't know what you mean.
But I can't lose you now. Oh, Solomon warned against women like you and the evil in such as you. It's such lovely women as you who drag men down.
Please, please
go. You corrupt and destroy men as my brother was destroyed because you are beautiful and evil. I love your beauty as I hate your evil. But if the evil is cut out,
no.
Then only the beautiful remains.
Keep away.
Don't be afraid.
Let me go.
Suffer not a sorceress to live, so saith the scriptures.
Please, please.
I only want to let the evil out of you with this slim, keen knife.
No.
This bright blade.
No, no.
Suffer
no.
not a sorceress to live.
No.
Don't move. Oh. No. You'll never take me alive. You'll never capture me.
Oh, he's gotten away. I hit him, but he got away.
He always loved the river. I think he'll go to the river.
Water. The river. Deep, dark, cold, dark river. Washing away the evil. Cleansing all evil. Peaceful, dark. Cool, dark, and restful.
Hi, Inspector! Is the train again? There's blood on the pavement!
Right you are! Stop! Yes, there he is! Come on, carefully, though.
Stay back.
Drop the knife, Slade.
Stay back, I say.
Drop it, Slade.
Stay back.
Drop it.
I warn you.
I warn you of that!
Everything's going into the river!
At the last.
The river sweeps the city clean.
Yes. It carries things out to sea, and they sink in deep, dark water. In dark, peaceful water. Forever.
Thank you, Vincent Price, for your exciting portrayal of the Lodger, and thank you also, Kathy Lewis, for stepping into Ida Lupino's role and giving such a splendid performance. This radio adaptation of the Lodger, which came to you direct from Hollywood, was written by Milton Geiger, with music supervised by Alfred Newman. The entire production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances, electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Next week, Hollywood Star Time presents The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo, starring the sensational English actor Rex Harrison. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors.